Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, will not be joining me tonight, but she is the CEO and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we thank you so very much. We thank you, if you're a longtime listener, we thank you for all the calls. We also want to take this opportunity to thank you for your kindness and your gratitude and all your gifts and thoughtfulness of love that you send our way every week. We know we are in the season of Thanksgiving, going right into the Christmas holidays, and so we just don't want to take you for granted, and we wanted to let you know how much we really appreciate your support each and every week. We are Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long- and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower men and women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So again, thank you for tuning in to the show. As I'm going solo tonight, I am so grateful that I do have the relationship with Veronica as my business partner and that we have been able to bring you this show every single week. But today I want to just change the subject just a little bit, just knowing that we are in the holiday season and we've been through so much in 2020. It has been a devastating time for so many. A lot of families have lost their loved ones. This time of year is already hard for so many because so many people have gone on that we love. And on the 30th, my grandmother anniversary of her passing was on that day. And so I actually got to celebrate her life because she is so important to me and such a vital part of my life. And so what I'm going to say to you tonight is if you lost a loved one, whether it's been 28 years ago, like for me, or 2 days ago, we want to celebrate their life. We want to remember the legacy that they left. We want to remember the shoulders that we're standing on and to know that we have angels watching over us. When I'm looking at life itself, we all know that every now and then you're going to get hit with things that you were not expecting. And I shared this on my other broadcast this week, so I thought I would share it here as well. Have you ever been driving and you look to your right and you want to change lanes, so you look over to your right and there's nothing there? You know that this is not the right time to switch lanes. Call it intuition. Call it that gut feeling. So you don't move. You keep driving. And in those seconds that you're sitting there, looking forward, a car comes right up alongside of you. I mean, within seconds. If you had gone into that other lane, you know what would have happened. And because I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, I'm not going to say what would happen. You're smart. You know, you get it. But that's how life is sometimes. We're looking to the left and looking to the right. And we're ready to make moves. But as we know, and as we've watched through this year, sometimes we have to stay in place. Sometimes we're not ready for the new position or to move over into the next lane. Sometimes we need to stay the course just a little bit longer until everything is worked out on its own. And I said that to say that we all have blind spots in our lives, in our relationships, in our jobs, in our careers. The unexpected that happens because maybe we weren't paying attention, or maybe we were too focused on one thing when we should have been focused on another. So today I'm going to talk about those unexpected things that happen. Sometimes we call them storms. Sometimes we call them blind spots. Sometimes we call them fear. But whatever we call them, we have to make sure that we don't get caught up in everything that is happening to us, that we take the time to just breathe through some things, and we take the time to fully look at what is going on in our lives. Is it time for you to move? Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. And no does not mean a denial. It just means that not right now. Sometimes we get caught up in the everyday flow of life, and for some of us, it feels like complete and total blindness. It catches us off guard. It's like a storm that you knew it was coming, but you didn't really pay attention to it because it normally doesn't hit in your area. But this particular storm has hit you right dead in the middle of where you are. And, of course, you're not alone in the storm, but you just feel like it at that time. You hear the wind raging and you hear waves are crashing up against the beach if you're near water. You know that some people are going to lose their homes in this particular storm. Roofs are going to come off. So many things are going to happen. It feels like we're in the lowest of moments. But I came to tell you today, issues concerning women, family, and friends. These are the moments when we can see, feel, and hear God, even when we're caught up in the storm. And these are the moments when we know that we will find a way to escape because God will make a way for us somehow. It's in these moments that when we are becoming stressed out and we're worried and concerned, that we have to take a step back, don't change that lane, stay where you are, and not worry about the unknown. These are the times when we have to hold on to everything that we believe in and just not get caught up in this thing we call life. And for some of us, because we have so much on our plates, we can hardly take a moment to catch our breath. We can hardly take a moment to breathe because we're getting hit on every side. We're trying to make everything work out the way that we think it should work out. And a lot of times when we're in this space, we're causing the storm to flare up because we won't be still. And I know you've heard this before when it says, peace be still. When the storms are raging, you keep saying, peace be still. When relationships are causing you trouble, you say, peace be still. When you're dealing with your business and you're not knowing if you're going to be open next week, you have to say, peace be still. But the awesome thing about it is we don't have to let go of our dreams and our hopes and our wishes. We just have to focus on them in a different way. Because we are so amazing as human beings. And that's why I wanted to thank you today for your kindness, because I have gratitude for everything that I've gone through. And yes, I've gone through some storms, but every storm I've gone through, when I come out on the other side, I have to be thankful. So that's what I want you to do tonight, family and friends. I want you to think about where you're going. Are you in the right lane? Is it time for you to switch over, or do you need to stay in your lane so that you don't get hit by what's in your blind spot? I think this is a time that we need to do that, and we really need to reflect on who we are. We really need to understand what we have been called to do. And when I think about everything that is going on, I have to look at myself first. And I have to know that the only person I can change is me. Yes, I'm talking to you about things that you can do, but only you can do that. I don't have the power to change anyone listening to my voice. But what I do have is the wisdom and the understanding is that I lack things too in my life. When the storm hits, I'm not always prepared. I heard it was coming, just like you did, but I didn't prepare for it. So now what am I to do? I have to really, really rejoice in the greatness of my life and all that has been afforded to me. And even in 2020, in a pandemic, I'm still getting blessed. And if you didn't hear our show last week, you need to go back and listen to it because we talked about that. We have been, Veronica and I, have been working and grinding and preparing and positioning ourselves for today. And if you have been doing that, then you will fare well during this time of COVID-19. Because you see, everything that is happening now is because of all the effort we have put forth all the years before. Anyone that is getting blessed right now is because they put in the work beforehand. Because they knew that one day a storm would be coming. They prepared themselves for whatever it was going to be because none of us knew that this was going to happen. None of us was prepared for this and the magnitude that it would have on all of our lives, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And when we look at this, we should all be concerned. But we should also know that this is the opportunity for God to show up and show out. And I'm not saying this because I think that I have some special inroad with the Lord and Savior. I'm saying this because I know from experience. And if you think about it, you should know it too. Because every storm that you have ever faced, you have made it through. No matter what the circumstances were, no matter what form it came in, no matter how bad it was, no matter how many times you tried to veer over to the right or veer over to the left and you were placed back in your lane to focus on what it was you needed to focus on and that every situation, you came out of it okay. You might be saying, how do you know? Well, I know because you're still here. I know because you're listening to the broadcast tonight. I know because I've gone through it myself. And I can always say that I made it through. I've already been through some of the worst times in my life, and I'm still here. I've made bad decisions in my life, but I'm still here. I've made good decisions in my life, and I'm still here. I've turned down some proposals, and I'm still here. And I've taken some proposals that I probably should have turned down, but I'm still here. So tonight I want to let you know that no matter what is going on, there's no secret, there's no mystery to it. We can all get through this together if we stay focused on where we want to go, position ourselves for what is coming next, prepare for the storms, even if we don't really believe they're coming, because you know we still can have that thing where we're just not sure if it's going to hit us this time. Because we've been so lucky that it bypassed us so many times, that we become immune to the actual thought of the storm taking us out. But we have to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. We have to look at where we're going, what we're doing, and how we're going to get there. We also have to reveal the blind spots in ourselves. What's keeping you from doing whatever it is that you want to do? What's holding you back from starting that business that you've been talking about year after year after year? What's keeping you from going to the next level in your organization or in your career? What's keeping you from climbing the corporate ladder? What's keeping you from turning that hobby that you've had for 20 years into a business? What's keeping you from moving forward in a relationship? Because, see, all of these things can be our blind spots. So when you're looking at who you are and you're looking at the journey of life, the only thing that's holding you back is you. I was in a conference this past weekend. It was virtual. It was awesome. And the question was asked, what's keeping you from moving to the next level? What's keeping you to building the business that you want to build? And the only answer I had was, it is I who is keeping me from doing what it is that I want to do. You see, because we get caught up in the storms, and we get caught up in the rituals. We get caught up in what everybody is telling us to do. We get caught up in, well, I won't do that because they won't understand why I'm doing it. But if you really look at who you are and you really, really focus on what it is that you want, what you want to accomplish, then nothing can stop you. Did I meet every goal that I set this year? No, by no means. But I still have a few more days in this month to try to reach that goal. I still have the ability to change some things about who I am in my business, in my relationship, because, again, I'm the only one that can do that. I still have an opportunity to hit more of the goals that I have set for myself. Why? Because I position myself to do that. And I fully, fully understand that I'm never going to be satisfied with being mediocre. I'm never going to be the one who's going to start something and not going to finish it. And maybe I won't finish it in the goal-setting time that I have prepared for myself, but I'm going to finish it because it's still a part of who I am. And so everything that I've done this year is positioning me for what is going to happen tomorrow if I'm still here, and the next day if I'm still here, the next month if I'm still here, and as we go into 2020. So what are you preparing for? And if you're anything like me, sometimes you're kind of nervous about what it is that you've been ordained to do. You question yourself, and that, again, can be your blind spot. Every situation, no matter what you're going to do, first thing you need to do is know that this is the right thing for you. Because if it has been ordained for you, then it doesn't matter if 100 other people are doing exactly the same thing that you're doing. You will be successful in it because what's for you is for you. I know you hear this all the time, right? This is nothing new. These are just words that we're speaking. But these words have power because I'm speaking into your life all the things that you want. I'm asking that you uncover the blind spots, that you have them revealed to you. What's keeping you from doing what it is that you want to do? What's holding you back? And once you find out what's holding you back, and say, yeah, I really understand that. And how do you do that? You do that by personal development. You do that by reading and finding out all that you can find out about your subject matter, whether it's starting a business or moving to the next career. Maybe you need to find a mentor or a coach to help you with your business. Maybe you need to take more classes to get that promotion in your career. Maybe you need a mentor to help you build your relationships because you've been really bad at it, because you don't trust anybody, because you've gone through so many things that have been hurtful to you. So you have your wall up so high that nobody can get over it. We're all nervous at times. But we have to let that nervousness go away. We have to walk in not having fear, but having faith and believing that it is clearly what has been ordained for us. And every single time you make the decision to move forward in that business, in that career, in that relationship, you're going to move that needle. You're going to chip away at that blind spot. You're going to be able to see clearly what it is that you need to see. And you're going to be prepared to go into the next phase of your business, the next level in your career, the next relationship that you should be in. And do it with no fear. And I know you may be saying, well, that's easy for you to say. Yes, it is easy for me to say, but it's even easier if you say it too, that I'm going to do this thing without any fear. I'm going to do it with faith. I'm going to open myself up to it and come what may. And I'm going to be okay because everything that I've already gone through can't be half as bad if I do nothing and just sit here and be in the same place next year, which would be absolutely horrible. You don't want to rush next year, tomorrow, or the next day, but you do want to prepare yourself for what may happen. And if you look at successful people, they'll tell you their success may seem like it came overnight, but it didn't. They prepared for it. They studied if they needed to do a class. They wrote out their business plan if they were going to run a business. They talked to other people about relationships. They didn't try to hide behind a facade of who they thought they were or who other people wanted them to be. They became familiar with themselves. That's what you call personal development, knowing who you are. We can't put expectations on ourselves or the expectations of others if we're not ready to do the work. We can't unveil the blind spots if we're not willing to look past the arm's length that the blind spot holds. We can't move by the grace of God if we have no faith. So I urge you to think about what it is that you're doing, what you're afraid of, and I just said have no fear, what you're anxious about, what you're worried about, and I want you to sit down, get your paper and pencil, and I want you to write down what it is that you want, and nobody's going to see it but you, so this is your assignment for me for this week. Write down what it is that you want. No holds barred. Nobody's going to see it but you. You write it down, everything that you want. And then you begin to position yourself for these things to happen. You open up your mind, your body, and your spirit so that you can move when it's time to move. You be prepared to move when your blind spot is clear. And you can do that. I know that you can. I know that you have the ability to do that. And you're probably saying, well, how do you know that, Ms. Francine? Well, I know that because you're here. You're taking the time to spend 30 minutes with me, to listen to me speak to you about making some life-changing decisions, about being prepared for the storm. And I applaud you for that. So I urge you, put all your fears to the side, walk by faith, get ready for what it is you need. And if you're a Christian person and you believe in God, whether you're a Christian or not, and you have a higher power that you believe in, because I believe in God. But if you have something else that you believe in, then you ask for that peace. That's peace that surpasses all understanding. And remember, don't worry, because you can't worry and believe at the same time. You have to know where it is that you're going, and especially when you're caught in the storm, you have to be prepared. So I hope that makes sense to you. If you are listening to our broadcast for the first time and you would like to get more information about what we do, please give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my Gmail account and send me a Gmail at icwdirector@gmail.com. Go to the website, and I have two now, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org or www.blacktopsbusiness.com. If you are a person who is interested in starting a nonprofit organization, because that's what Veronica McMillan does. She has been doing this for quite a while now. So this lady knows exactly what she's doing. She will be able to help you as much as you need to be helped. Some people already know how to get it done. They just need help putting their articles of incorporation together, planning for their board membership. There's so many aspects to a nonprofit. It's not just opening up a nonprofit and then, boom, there you are. It is so many things that you have to do to prepare. So if you would like more information about starting your nonprofit, you can contact Veronica McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And there you'll be able to see all the wonderful things that she's doing, and she'll be able to help you with the nonprofit. I am the for-profit business, so anybody that wants information about small business, you get in touch with me, and I'll be more than happy to direct you to where you can get more information about starting a business. I get asked questions all the time. So I want you to fully understand that everything that we do is not free. There are some things that do cost, and you should be willing to invest in yourself. And if you're going to move by faith, then you have to also believe that you're going to be able to have the means to do whatever it is you want to do. And all the time, starting a business doesn't cost a lot of money. It just costs you some time. It costs you some research. It costs you being willing to learn and be open. It costs you to listen to someone who's already done it so that you don't make the same mistakes that they did. That's what I love about what I do, because I get to share information with you every single day about what it is I do. And if you're having trouble with your nonprofit, then you're going to contact Veronica, and she's going to walk you through some things. Is everything free? No. There are fees that you have to pay, but you have to invest in yourself. Because if you don't want to invest in yourself and you want everything for free, you can find it, but you're just going to have to research and dig for it, because we're not at this point in our businesses that we're going to give you everything. We're going to share things with you, yes. That's why we do the radio show. We're going to come on and share things with you. So you have to get your nuggets while we're here. But if you call us and get in touch with us, we're expecting you to be ready to invest in yourself and to make those good decisions. So, again, be prepared for the storms of life, because they're going to come. Watch out for your blind spots, because they're always going to be there. Whether you're looking to your left or to your right, just know where your central vision is and know what you're focused on. And don't move until you know it's time for you to move. I am so thrilled that you were here with me today. I miss my partner in crime, but we're going to send out a special prayer for her tonight, for Veronica McMillan and her family. So please, if you pray or pray in person, please do that. But we'll be back next Thursday for another exciting episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And if you get an opportunity, tune in on Wednesdays to our 15-minute broadcast on 1350 AM WGPL. Because I'll be there with Finances with Francine and Friends on Wednesdays. And then we have a special show coming up on Friday, December the 11th, another Finances with Francine and Friends show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So we want you to join us for any other broadcasts. Please tell somebody about our show. We are growing leaps and bounds. We are so excited that you decide to spend Thursday evenings with us. And we hope that you continue to be blessed and walk by faith and not by sight. And I'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.